The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Continue to unpack what happened on Sunday night between the Falcons and the 49ers. For tomorrow, we kind of start turning the page with the Dolphins. Dave Archer will join us tomorrow, as he always does on Wednesdays. Didn't get a chance to talk to Mark Schlereth last week, but we'll get him in here tomorrow as well. Brandon Adams at 1:20 to talk some Georgia Bulldogs and college football in general. In the 1 o'clock hour today, and we're an hour away from the AMA as well. Phone lines will be open. Just start thinking about your questions now. I know you got some good ones. You call in, you get on hold, you'll ask us in about an hour.
Do you get sick when the weather turns, like for the first time? Or like, is this the week it will be affecting you? Did it already happen?
It happened on Friday. It's happened. It's starting to happen every year now. Like, it's like clockwork. It's always this time of year in October.
Like that first, like, sub 60.
Yeah. And sometimes it's real. Like, I remember when Georgia played Tennessee. I always remember it based on football games. I remember when Georgia played Tennessee in Athens a couple years back, and Tennessee was number one, right? And remember that? We went out there
yeah.
for the broadcast.
Yeah.
I was so sick that day, and it got worse and worse and worse as the day went on. By the time I was driving home, I was like, should I pull over? Like, is this – I had the flu so bad that whole weekend. Mm. I thought that's what was happening to me on Friday. There was a fall festival at Lily's school, and we've been looking forward to it, wanted to go, super fun. And then, like, right around 4 o'clock on Friday, I was like, oh my God, like everything just started kind of shutting down. But I slept it off over the weekend and was okay. But yeah, every single year now it started to happen.
I kind of caught it on Thursday, Friday last week as well. And I don't know if it's like an allergy thing or a weather thing, but it's, you know, it comes and goes pretty quickly. But like, we went from just wearing shorts while walking Chipper in the morning to, like, not the light jacket, like, the full jacket.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 45 degrees the past two mornings.
I regretted not bringing gloves, because normally if I'm running down there and it's that temperature, I'll put some little fleece running gloves on. This is one of the softest things I've done in a long time. I'll admit it right now. I had to roll my hands up in my long sleeves. Cover them up.
I didn't like do that from time to time.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah. Well,
not really.
It's not the worst thing, but it's not the best thing. We had to roll them up in there.
I'll still, honestly, because like
it was cold this morning.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I don't bring a jacket, like, to most places. I just kind of, whatever. There's definitely been a time in the movie theaters. Now, I'm in there by myself, whatever the temperature is. I don't care. I've just had to pull my arms inside the sleeves entirely.
Oh, that's even worse.
Like, just.
It's also.
No one else is there to see it.
Bats out of the trunk season. Oh, yeah.
And store them inside the house.
Or probably golf
Bring
clubs.
Bring your bats and your plants inside. And, yeah, if you have fiberglass or composite golf club shafts, yeah.
Probably don't want to leave your golf clubs in your car.
Probably
anyway.
Not. They'll get stolen.
But, I doubt this is a thing, but bowling balls, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The heat.
Composite.
Fluctuations.
Yeah, anything. Yeah, that's a good call.
Get some problems.
Good call there. Bowlers, softball players, golfers.
Yeah.
PSA from the Midday Show.
Whatever else you might have in there that might contract or expand, get it out of there. You don't want to ruin it. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Well, I wasn't going to play it just because, Andy, I know, you know, being from Seattle and all, you want the Mariners to win. I was rooting for the Mariners, too. I think most of us probably were. Big dumper. Great story.
Great story.
You know, the Mariners have never been to a World Series. I would have loved to have seen that happen. And the Blue Jays won their last World Series versus the freaking Braves, so they can kick rocks.
No, that was 92.
We're 92. 93 was 93, like
they
Twins
beat
or
the
something.
Phillies.
Either way.
Joe Carter.
92. Yeah. Revenge on 92. Whatever. But it's such a good call because, you know, every now and again you get introduced to a word that you've never heard or vernacular or words pieced together that maybe you've never experienced before, and it's just kind of funny.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer! Dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
So now we know what a Springer dinger
is. He's had that in the back pocket. He's been waiting for one.
How would you have not? If you had that in the back pocket, how would you have? Maybe he does use it during the regular season, but he can't pull that out all the time. You can't just pull out Springer dinger.
What Why not?
Right? And use it a lot?
John Sterling uses the same nonsense for every home run.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if anybody out there listens to Blue Jays baseball on the radio, was Springer dinger like spur of the moment, or was Springer dinger already in the back pocket?
What a moment. Like, you just kind of could feel it coming too, right? Like, they get the first couple guys on. You walk the leadoff hitter.
By the way, yeah, that was the worst guy to have up.
The worst guy to
because have up. Because you're just like, oh, not this guy.
Of course.
This guy's definitely of hitting course, a home run
of
here.
Of course he was going to do it. It's one of those things, and I know I'm in safe company here talking about this. I'm not going to talk about it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's one of the worst things as a sports fan to be on the receiving end of an iconic moment. And like, you know, I'm not going to fake it and act like I'm emotionally all the way back into the way that I was when I was younger with the Mariners. But I definitely was enjoying the run, and I was watching last night, and group chat with the guys I grew up with going to Mariners games was going, and that was really fun. But when they lost last night, and it sucks. I wish they would have won, but I'm not as devastated as like some of the people that I know.
You still showed up to work today.
And just watching some of the stuff on social media and texting with some people, it's like, man. Like,
did we have any our Mariners fans TV destroyers? Did we have any video of someone?
No, we're more of a
surely
we're,
not.
We're more peaceful lot. Yeah. Than that.
Okay.
Yeah. More like a
sparked another one.
I can see that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Exactly. But yeah, man, just they've never been. They're the only team that's never been. And that continues to be true. And now that moment's going to be played on postseason, you know, intro videos forever and ever and ever. And, yeah, man, sucks.
Not to beat dead horses because you know I don't do that. But here is Blue Jays manager John Schneider, whose contract is up in about 2 weeks.
This is unbelievable for me. This is my 24th year with this organization, and I love it here.
You may love it there, but Alex Anthopoulos loved it there at one point, too. They do have ties. I don't know. You think that's what he's maybe waiting on? Throwing off for John Schneider's way?
Great.
Could be.
Yeah. I'll take
he
a.
He just took a team in the World Series.
I'll take a World Series manager.
And he's a young guy.
Yeah. Good beard. Likes to cuss. Sign me up. I'd be for that. I mean, they'll probably just give him a huge contract extension at the end of the season.
Yeah.
There's no reason to negotiate now. Just wait till the year's over and get all 100%. Of it. But, yeah, that's true.
What are you going to do if they lose? Not bring them back?
Yeah. Couldn't get over the hump. Because here's the thing. Who knows? Sports are sports. But, like, they're probably going to lose. The Dodgers are an absolute freak show
this
juggernaut.
It may not be close. They can. Look, Springer and Vlad show up.
Anything can
pitching staff shows up.
Anything can happen. But Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 guys and hit 3 home runs last time he played in the same game.
He was like, the fourth starter of the team.
It's one of the greatest single game performances in the history of sports. It's the dumbest thing in the universe what he's doing. And they've got eight other guys that are also incredible.
Yeah, he is their best player, but I mean, he's up there
Yeah, no, what he's doing is all-time stuff. I mean,
he also hadn't been that pitcher most of the time since his return to the mound. He's been pretty good. He hadn't been what he was in game four all season long. For him to bring that effort out, then you tie it in with not just three home runs, three absolute mammo blasts.
Let me ask you a sports fan psychology question, because I think this applies to all of us right now. When your team loses a game like that, do you then root for the team that beat your team, or do you then root for that team to get destroyed, first of all? Second of all, as Braves fans, is it you want revenge for the Blue Jays from 92, or do you just hate the Dodgers so much because of recent that you root against them?
I don't know that I will actively root. I have players that I like on both teams. I'm a huge Shohei fan. I love Freddie's family, you know. Also love rooting for Vlad Jr. I have fantasy football ties with him. George Springer's awesome, you know, from back when he was with the Astros. So,
did you say fantasy football ties?
Baseball.
Okay, I was like, are you in a league with Vlad Jr.?
He's in a lot of leagues.
I know. I thought it was possible.
That's
pretty
funny.
I'm certainly not going to hold a 33-year grudge.
Yeah, we got 2 cents then.
From a game when I was 7 years old.
93 was the last time they were there. So
that's certainly not going to happen.
I will absolutely hold a 30-something-year grudge against someone in sports. 100%.
When I was 7 years old? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What if they're not a rival?
Yeah, well, and that's part of it.
And they just beat us.
Yeah.
You know?
In what case would that be? That would be the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Dodgers, you would say, are?
A postseason rival for sure.
For sure. Okay, yeah. Got it.
To answer your first question, unless it is like the Phillies or the Mets, I will root for the team. And traditionally, I don't really have much of a rooting issue. If I had to root, I would root for the team that beat us to win it all. You want to lose to the best. You don't want to lose to a team that then got embarrassed in the next round.
I don't care because I lost.
I don't care either, but if I had to.
I don't get a fun trophy for them beating me. I hope the Blue Jays get beat in four games by 15 runs.
Good news. There's a good chance of it.
Yeah. And
I hope the Blue Jays get put under the ground.
Then I too will root for that.
How does that make
I just want there to be some
you better.
It doesn't make me better, but I don't know, maybe by being worse, I feel better.
Wouldn't you feel better by saying the only team that could beat us is the champs? They're the only ones.
No, I want them to feel the pain that I feel.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
That's they'd have to get to game seven first. Because it's only painful because you had a lead six innings into game seven.
Yes, that's right.
If
that's
you had lost in five games, then, you know, whatever.
I don't know.
But what if they get swept in demoralizing fashion? Wouldn't that kind of be the same way? Same?
I want them
nothing's more demoralizing. A now, sweep is way less demoralizing than game seven
no,
lead.
Then, you think? Yeah.
Oh, game seven lead.
Game seven
yeah,
lead?
Maybe, yeah.
You're right. You're right. You're right about that. I mean, either way, I want whatever the worst case scenario for them to be to happen. That's what I want.
Like, they're up game seven and Shohei just hits a grand slam 510 feet.
Can we please have some moments like that, though?
I want like a Bill Buckner moment for them to end their season.
Ooh, you want it to go like through the wickets.
Yeah, that's what I want. Something.
Bill Buckner had a lifetime of
Springer to drop a ball.
Mental trauma.
Misplay a ball, and that's how, oh yeah, man.
That's exactly what I want.
And he wants him to hurt.
He battled depression for 30 years after that play.
I want all the Blue Jays to have to go to therapy for the rest of their lives after what happens in this series.
Except for LSU Tiger Kevin Gausman, maybe.
Yeah, right. And I don't really actually want that.
Former Brave.
You know? I don't,
for a cup of coffee.
I don't really want that. But, like, there's a part of me that's fun to act like I want that. Like, I don't want anything really bad to actually happen to those guys, but I hope they lose in devastating fashion. I want their children to cry. That's what I want. Is it okay to say that? I want their kids to be sad and their parents.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.